Hey, Richard, welcome to Outsite Radio Hours.
Very much, Tom. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, and I appreciate you taking the time. I've really been enjoying discovering the music of the Bremmers. And I meant to ask you before we got on the air, am I even pronouncing that right?
It is. A record label in the 1960s, they packaged us and sold us and renamed us the Bremmers.
And that had something to do with the famously bald actor Yul Brynner, right?
It did. It was a couple things. We were probably 20 years old, and these guys were 40, and we thought they were ancient, you know. And they said we all associated the name Bremmers with Yul Brynner, the actor. They also wanted a name that had the same number of labels as same number of letters as the Beatles.
Oh, I know.
So that's what they did. Then they took us into Hollywood, and they had, in fact, Life magazine was there in a salon. We had long hair, and they cut all of our hair off in front of these cameras.
Was everybody in the band cool with that? Because a lot of people, you know, are attached to their locks in more than one way.
I'll tell you, we were about 20 years old, and we'd say, hey, as long as someone else has paid for the haircut, that's fine.
That's fantastic. It had to be a really fun time then.
It was great. And a number of our managers and agents, there were also disc jockeys, program managers of stations. And so we were traveled all around the country with various rock acts at the time. And they'd have like five or six groups on at one time in one show.
And speaking of shows with a few different people, I understand that you just finished taping a European TV show with, among other people, another interesting artist that's been here on the show, Merle Frankhauser.
Yeah, Merle, in fact, we just performed, was at a casino in California. I'm calling out of Eugene, Oregon. And we performed there, the Bremmers and Merle. He's a dear friend. And after I left the Bremmers, I met Merle. We formed a group called Thapper Dockley, and I'm the drummer on Thapper Dockley.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic. So that's you then playing the drums in the Bremmers then as well?
Yes, it is. I was one of the founding members of the group in about 1963.
Oh, I didn't know. But the name the Bremmers came along afterwards, or was it called that all the way?
Yes, it did. We were mainly a surf band, and we played surf music of the day, as all groups did. And about 1965. Yes, we'd done some recordings under the Defenders and as a surf group, and then a label signed us called Diplomacy out of Los Angeles, and we went down and we started recording songs as the Bremmers, and they started booking us under that name.
And now I understand you've been getting some attention and contributing to some films, including the Steve Jobs biopic.
You know, it always amazes me, and I love it that people are still interested in this music. Yeah, we've had two songs and two movies last year, and then we had two this year. Was a Steve Jobs movie and one called Apart. It was a psychological thriller or something, and then one's going to be coming out in January. I think it's called The Bronx Bull. It's a prequel to The Raging Bull, and they're using a couple of our songs in there. So it's kind of neat to hear that.
Yeah, it's got to be. And how does that happen? It's like people just, of what's available, picked some of your music from the available catalog is really fitting, or is somebody you knew behind these films?
Well, I really got in. We got back together in 2007, the Bremmers, and as we started recording, and so we've been recording an album of a year since then with all these with original songs, but all with that '60s flavor and '60s type of instruments. But what I was doing is, then I have all of the master tapes myself, and we have about 30 songs that we recorded probably out of the '60s. And so I was always involved in the business, and I want to get into this aspect of movies, videos, commercials, TV. So I started learning that part of it. And so you go in through publishing libraries, and then they have a catalog, and then music supervisors go to the music library houses from there.
I see. What's new then for the Bremmers? What do you guys plan next?
Well, like I said, we still record an album a year. We're down there. In fact, we're going to probably be recording an album. We're working on one right now. It'll be the sixth album, and we'll be releasing that probably in about another 10 months. And then Merle Fankhauser is going to be over, and he's going to be joining us on one also. That should be a lot of fun.
That should be a lot of fun. Definitely. Both of you guys have a strong surf and instrumental background. Is that you think that's going to come across in what you collaborate on?
Oh, sure. We always do that. Mainly is our friendship. And Merle is quite an engineer in his own right, and his studio over on the Central California coast. And we'll probably be traveling over there and doing some things there.
I was really drawn a lot to the album Sacrifice, which includes some of your oldest recordings that at least I know of that are available. And so you had mentioned the Defenders, which are on here. Can you tell me a little bit about April Silva you recorded with?
Yeah, we went down, it was 1966, we were going down for the Sacrifice recording at Harmony Studios in Hollywood, and the individual who owned a record company called Diplomacy Records, his name was Bill Silva. So we were in there, and we were going to record about 8 tracks, and then Bill came up, and our manager was there, and one of the other agents was there, and he says, hey, Bill Silva, the owner of Diplomacy, says, I have my 16-year-old daughter, can you guys work up an arrangement to Under My Thumb? And we said, sure. you know, so we went outside, worked up an arrangement, and then Chuck Siegel was playing the keyboard on it. He did the arrangement for like Town Without Pity with Gene Pitney and a bunch of that stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it, and it comes across, and it's really great to be able to hear that now. So you say you're in Eugene, Oregon. Is the rest of the band in the Pacific Northwest there?
No, they're in the Central California Valley. Most of them are around Fresno, California. That's where we were sort of all raised up as, you know, and started playing music.
Oh, and that's kind of Merle's stomping grounds, I think, right, from watching his cable TV show.
It is. In fact, Merle, it's about 2 hours due west is Pismo Beach, California. And that's where he is from. Is where he has his studio, a little community right over there, ocean community, beach community.
You know, it's interesting. I listen to this music, even the more recent stuff, like the 40-Year Brotherhood, which I enjoy a lot. And to me, all of it is rock and roll. But I was surprised to see on various bits of the CD insert and everything described as Southern rock. So, do you feel there's a Southern connection here?
Well, there's a lot of our parents were from the like Louisiana.
A lot
of us in this music, and we were all raised with music. For many of our parents knew each other as we were growing up, and there really is a couple other people listening to it, and they said this has a little Southern rock tinge to it, and I said really, and they were kind of joking. I said no kidding. And anyway, so we recorded a number of country songs, and then Southern rock songs too, but they've never been released.
Do you think they'll see the light of day?
Oh, you know, they probably will, because we really get a kick out of it. And one of our fun things is trying to record as many different kinds of music as we can. And we really find that fun, just fun to do that, and it kind of keeps you sharp, I think, and still interested in that passion.
Excellent, and I hope you do, and I hope we get to hear more of it and have you on again to talk about it.
Well, and thank you, and I was going to mention to you, any of your listeners out there, you know, if they ever want to contact our website or something like that at www.thebrimmers.com. The first 5 people, if they're here in the U.S., I'll be more than happy. We'll send them a copy of our latest album that was released, I believe it was in March, and it was The Love From Our Soul.
Very generous. The Brimmers.com, Brimmers, Brimers.
Correct. Yeah. And we have a couple of extra guests. A good friend joined us on a session. He used to play with Cold Blood, a horn player, and then Also, I'm not sure if you've listened to a young lady sing. It sounds like a young lady singing on there, but she was the lead guitar player's wife and traveled with us, and she still has a great set of pipes.
Richard, this has been a lot of fun and educational, too. In parting, could you do me a big favor and remind the audience who you are and what they're listening to?
I'd be more than happy to. You're listening to... This is Richard Lieb of the Brimmers, and you're listening to Out of Sight Radio Hours, and hope you enjoy that rock and roll sound.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thank you.